delivered in the village of late. There was a poor thresher man, his family was great. He had got 7 children, and most of them were small. He'd nothing but hard labour for to sustain them all. This noble man he met with this poor man one day, and unto this poor thresher man these very words did say, "You are a poor thresher man, I know it to be true. How do you get your living so well as you now do?" "Well, sometimes I do reap, and sometimes I do sow, and sometimes I a hedging and a ditching to do go. There's nothing goes amiss with me, my harrow or my plough, and so I get my living by the sweat of my own brow. And when my day of work is done, I go home late at night, and in my wife and family I take a great delight. My children come around me with their prattle and their toys, and that is all the pleasure that a poor man enjoys. My wife, she is willing to join me in the yoke. We live like unto turtle doves, and ne'er a one provoke. These times are very bad, and we are very poor, but still we get our living, and we keep cold from the door. You are an honest fellow, and you speak well of your wife, and you shall both live happy all the last part of your life. Here's 40 acres of good land I freely give to thee, for to maintain your wife and self and your sweet family. God bless all such good farmers as live on our dear land. I wish of them with all my heart their souls in heaven may stand. And may the rich a pattern take from this good noble man, that they may follow after him as quickly as they can.